Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he intends to cancel one of the Army's most cherished weapons programs. Though he hasn't made a final decision, Rumsfeld has told the Army to come up with alternatives to a giant artillery gun called the Crusader. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that the Army is making one last bid to save it.
This is a battle over a really big gun. The Crusader is a giant artillery piece that rolls around on tank treads. It carries its own ammunition. It's so heavy that officials once feared it couldn't roll over bridges or fit in transport planes. So the Army has now slimmed it down to 38 tons. The Army wants hundreds of these artillery pieces to replace older and much weaker weapons. But Undersecretary of Defense Pete Aldridge says the military may not be able to afford it.
There's a $9 billion bill to pay for Crusader. And if you think about it, you say, well, $9 billion is taking money away from things that could be used to get the Army toward more precision, more lethality, more mobility, more deployability.
The Crusader program has been in danger for years. And this week, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's office took one of the last steps before killing it. Rumsfeld says his deputy secretary gave the Army 30 days to come up with alternatives to the gun.
It clearly suggests that that's the intention to cancel it.
And though the decision wasn't quite final, it prompted an anguished reaction from the Army. We need to stop here for some explanation. People commonly speak of the Pentagon as a single institution. In reality, each branch of the armed services has its own history, its own culture, its own weapons, its own budget priorities, and its own powerful supporters in Congress. Any Secretary of Defense may end up battling the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines, or all of them. This particular fight is unusually public. Though they'd been told to prepare for life without the Crusader, Army officials contacted Congress this week. Army representatives even sent out talking points suggesting ways that lawmakers could defend the weapons program. A copy of the talking points shows the Army urging congressmen to defend the quality of the weapon and to say its cancellation would put American soldiers at risk. The two-page document goes on to charge that Secretary Rumsfeld's office wants to eliminate the weapon to demonstrate its authority. The document charges that officials are looking for a quick kill to demonstrate their political prowess. Speaking to reporters yesterday, Rumsfeld wasn't happy.
Needless to say, I have a minimum of high regard for that kind of behavior.
A minimum of high regard. That's a traditional put-down in Washington, where people who are angry with each other commonly speak with exaggerated courtesy. Rumsfeld went on to acknowledge that some in the Army might resist his orders.
When you say the Army, I guess the question is, are you talking about every single human being in the Army is going to behave himself or herself? Not likely. Ought a president and a secretary of defense and a deputy secretary of defense be able to expect that the leadership and the overwhelming majority will in fact be supportive once a decision is made? Of course.
Secretary Rumsfeld says his office will be looking into the episode. That has added to the controversy surrounding a major backer of the weapons system, Army Secretary Thomas White. White was already a figure of some debate because of his former job as an executive of the Enron Corporation. Last night, an Army spokesman said only that Thomas White is committed to serving soldiers and the Army. While the Army may have angered its Pentagon superiors, it has activated its congressional supporters. Several key lawmakers are promising to save the weapon. Congressman J.C. Watts represents the state of Oklahoma, where the artillery piece would be manufactured.
When our soldiers are in hostile situations, we must give them every resource available to win, not the resources to play a good game.
On Wednesday night, Congressman Watts added an amendment to a major defense bill. If that measure became law, it would order more testing of the weapon, and the measure would forbid the Secretary of Defense from killing the Crusader for at least another year. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, The Pentagon.